Good morning. How are you? Merry Christmas. Today we come and we celebrate the birth of Jesus, of course. And when I was a young seminarian, when I'd go to Mass on Christmas Day, and most people go to Mass Christmas Eve, we had so many people at the 4:15 Mass, they were filled the choir, you know, very crowded. Very few of you come to Christmas Day anymore, so welcome. And I'm sure the kids are all excited because Santa came this morning and got all that great stuff. And I was always mad on Christmas Day when I'd go to Mass and they didn't have the nice reading for the gospel about, you know, she bore a child and they laid him in the manger. And I'm thinking, we get cheated out at this Mass, you know, because we have this, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and it's very high Christology. It begins with God. And so that's where we need to begin today. I want you to really think and blow your mind for a moment, if you try to think about it, that God, creator of all things, creator of the whole universe, the many universes there are, the galaxies, the many galaxies, the stars, most stars are bigger than our sun. Our sun just happens to be the closest star. This God has always existed. And if you ever try to think about that for a second, huh? Just try to think of something had no beginning. I was thinking on that the other day again. And your mind, it kind of scares you because your mind goes, pleh! You cannot think of something with no beginning. Because the first thing we always do is we try to, well, where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? Where's it from? How'd it get it? No beginning. What do you mean no beginning? What is that? God, by definition, had no beginning. He always existed. But he was never alone, right? The Father always loved the Son always loved the Father, the Spirit was always present there. It was a community of love. But what happens is with the humility of God, he who the universe cannot contain humbled himself. Though he was in the form of God, he humbled himself and became a slave, or today we see a baby. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word always existed. And when the Word became flesh, that's what we call Jesus. It's God and man. And so we think about this audacity of the humility of God. Why would God humble himself to become one of us? Because he wants to be with us. From all eternity, when he created you, he wanted to be with you. Not above as God looking down to you, his lowly creature and servant, but as a God who gets into our flesh and loves us from inside of us. This is who God is. This is what Christmas is about. That God loves us so much, he becomes one of us. And think about it, today at this Mass, he will dwell in you in the Eucharist. He feeds you with himself. Why? Because he wants to be one with you. Now, the thing is it takes the humility of God to be one with us. Some of you have never experienced intimacy with Jesus. Never. Because you always try to get to this whole experience of Christmas and other things only in the intellect. The intellect cannot comprehend the reality of who God is. What it takes is the same thing that it took for God to be with us. Humility. God humbles himself to become one with us. We need to humble ourselves this Christmas to become one with him. To take whoever you are, you know, again, think about it. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how important you think you are. I don't care what you think, that you're strong. You need to humble yourself on Christmas and every day so you can experience this intimacy with Jesus. Now, again, we'll let you have that opportunity after communion today. As we do every Christmas, we come and we commit and we humble ourselves to Jesus to become intimate with him. God is always seeking you. always wanting to be with you. He leaves everything in heaven to be with you. We need to give everything in humility to be with him. You got it? You get it? Gonna do it? We'll see. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. That was five.